Dominic Grieve, the former Attorney General. Dominic, thank you for joining us. Can you explain the shambles that's going on in the House of Commons at the moment?
Well, the problem that has arisen this afternoon is that the vote in the debate is only on 11 of the regulations out of 35, because they are the only ones which actually need to be voted on for the purpose of making them continue beyond the 1st of December if we go back into the... we sign up to the 35 agreements and directives from the past. And the problem is that the government did not explain to the backbenches that this was the case, but that it was intending to treat the entire debate and the vote at the end as indicative as to whether the House wanted us to go back in to the 35 in total. And so various MPs feel that they've been shortchanged, and the Home Secretary has explained that the government will treat it as an indicative vote, but the Speaker has highlighted the fact that that is not what the actual details of the motion are about. I think it would have been better, with hindsight, if there had been a debate on a government motion, substantive motion, without there being orders to vote on at the end, simply so the House could indicate whether it wanted to go back into these 35 or not. And then we could have dealt with these regulations separately.
So is this Theresa May's fault? Is it Michael Gove's fault? I mean, he's new in the job. Is that the reason? He doesn't really understand how these things
I
work?
I have no idea where the decision-making lay. In part, I think it's a communication breakdown, because it would have been, as long as people understood what it was that was going to be debated properly, then they probably wouldn't have got so upset when they discovered that, in fact, it was only the 11 regulations that were going to be voted on at the end of the evening, whatever the indicative vote might be, as far as the government was concerned.
Because, of course, the Prime Minister, I don't know if you were there at the PMQs on October the 29th, he said there would be a vote on the European arrest warrant before the Rochester by-election, which is on the 20th.
Now, yes, he did, and that was quite clear and unequivocal, and I have very little doubt that it is what is intended by the government in tonight's debate. But it's very unfortunate that we have a wording of a motion which technically does not provide that opportunity to express a view on the European arrest warrant, even though it will undoubtedly provide an opportunity for members of Parliament to express a view on the total package.
So having sort of rescued herself last week, this is a very bad day for Theresa May, isn't it?
Seems to me that it would have been helpful if today could have been handled differently, because there are some very good points that she has to make on the European arrest warrant.
Very diplomatic, but that's a yes, isn't it?
Well, it is unfortunate if you end up with a situation where the House of Commons is unhappy about the way in which the process is being carried out. You need to have confidence between the government and those who may oppose something that the matter is being presented in a way which gives them a full opportunity to express their point of view.
The biggest consequence of this will give further ammunition to people like Nigel Farage, who say you can't trust David Cameron to deliver an EU referendum vote. If he can't deliver a proper vote on this, how can you trust him on the referendum?
I'm sure that we can deliver a proper vote on the referendum. The two, I don't think, are identical, but it would have been better if we were able to have a debate where everybody had confidence that they could express their views on the arrest warrant and indeed the 34 other measures.
Dominic, thank you very much indeed for coming out of the debate and talking to us. That's Dominic Grieve, the former Attorney General.